This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Hi, this is Gary Wemple, your Farm Bureau Director from Hillsborough Township. Are you planning on traveling soon and want to save some money on hotel rooms? Montgomery County Farm Bureau members can keep their costs down with great hotel discounts. Save 20% with Choice Hotels and 20% off the best available rate with Wyndham Hotel Group. Advanced reservations are required. You can have these savings and other great benefits by joining Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means savings.
Toys, toys, toys. Michelle's Pharmacy on the square in Carlinville and Gillespie has the hottest toys this Christmas. Michelle is discounting all Melissa and Doug toys 30%. You have to pick up your very own Elf on the Shelf, the number one toy this year. They're going fast. Don't wait. That's only at Michelle's Pharmacy on the square in Carlinville and in Gillespie. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
11 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 8.05 down 3, May wheat trading at 8.17 and a quarter down 3, March corn trading at 7.19 and a quarter down 4 and 3 quarter, May corn trading at 7.22 and a half down a nickel, January soybeans trading at 14.77 and a half down 10 and 3 quarter, March beans trading at 14.69 and a half, down 10 and 3 quarter. On the overnight crude oil market, 52 cents higher at 87.72. The Brent crude, 64 cents higher at 108.28. The February gold contract, 60 cents higher at $1,698.80. The U.S. dollar index, 0.103 lower at 79.465. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended at 8.08 down 6. May wheat ended at 8.20 and a quarter down 6. July wheat ended at 8.27 and a quarter down 5 and 3 quarter. March corn yesterday ended at 7.24 down 6 and 3 quarter. May corn ended at 7.27 and a half down 6 and a quarter. July corn ended at 7.25 down 5 and a quarter. January soybeans yesterday ended at 14.96 and a quarter, up a quarter. March beans ended at 14.88 and a quarter, down 3 and a quarter. May beans ended at 14.67 and a quarter, down 4 and a quarter. January soybean meal yesterday ended at 4.55.40, down 23. March meal ended at 4.51.90, down 17. May meal ended at 4.38.50, down 22. January soybean oil yesterday ended at 49.79, down 20. March oil ended at 50.23, down 19. May oil ended at 50.70, down 19. March oats yesterday ended the day at 3.89 and a quarter, down a half. May oats ended at 3.94 and three quarter, down a half. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mostly lower on Monday afternoon. Soybean futures were supported by good demand as the USDA announced the sale of U.S. soybeans today. The USDA announced the sale of 151,000 tons to an unknown destination, with 91,000 tons for the current marketing year and 60,000 tons for the 2013-2014 delivery. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 7 cents lower at 7.06 to 7.23. Soybean bids were steady to 1 cent higher at 14.60 to 14.79. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 8 cents lower at 7.17 to 7.33. Soybean bids were steady to a penny higher at 14.75 to 14.99. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 5 to 9 cents lower at $7 to 7.40. Soybean bids ended mixed at 14.96 to 15.17, and the wheat bids 2 to 6 cents lower at 7.85 to 8.08. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids ended steady at 15.11 to 15.21, while basis ended steady ranging from 15 to 25 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis gained $2.30 a ton today, ranging from $4.66.40 to $4.77.40. Lost $2.30 per ton, ranging from $4.66.40 to $4.77.40. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids ended 6 to 7 cents lower at 7.27 to 7.34, with basis steady to a penny stronger at 3 to 10 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 cents lower at 6.99 to 7.07. Basis ended steady, ranging from 17 to 25 under the March. Soybean bids were up 4 to 13 cents at 15.09 to 15.14, with basis ending stronger today, ranging from 13 to 18 over the January. And new crop wheat bids today down 6 at 7.85 to 7.97, with basis ending steady, ranging from 42 to 30 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 10 to 17 cents lower at 6.81 to 6.83. These same elevators placed their soybean prices mostly steady, with quotations at 15.34 to 15.36, and soft red winter wheat down 4 at 7.99 to $8 even. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. New crop corn bids at country elevators range from 5.75 to 5.87. New crop soybean bids at 12.64 to 12.80. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 5.87 to 6.02. New crop beans at 12.79 to 12.92, and new crop bids in the southern part of the state range from 5.68 to 6.12, with the beans 12.74 to 12.90, and new crop wheat for July 13 delivery. Those bids range from 7.75 up to 7.97. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. February hogs ended at 84.75, down 65. April hogs ended at 89.80, down 60. May hogs ended at 97.52, down 37. December cattle yesterday ended at $129, up $2.10. February cattle ended at $133.50, up 90. April cattle ended at $137.57, up 80. January feeder cattle yesterday ended at 154.25, up 117. March feeders 156.25, up 122. April feeders 157.65, up $1.30. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday afternoon's livestock report. First of all, in the Eastern Corn Belt on Monday afternoon, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis ended $1 lower for the day. A base price for a 200-pound pork carcass ranged from $65 up to $77.70, with a weighted average carcass price of $77.14. From the Illinois Direct Sow and Boar Report today, slaughter sows traded mostly steady. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $41 to $47. 4 to 5 weights range from $43 to $52. 5 to 550 weights at $46 to $54. And the heavyweight sows over 550 pounds traded at $50 up to $55. Lightweight boars under 300 pounds were at $36 to $40. Heavyweight boars over 300 pounds still range from $10 to $16. In the Illinois direct hog trade on Monday, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded mostly $1 to $2 higher, ranging from $53 to $56. And receipts today from Illinois direct to the packer, those hogs totaled 12,354 head. In the cattle trading in Illinois at the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville, Illinois, their special bred cow sale on Saturday had receipts of 180 head. Trade was active with good demand. Bred cows, medium and large ones, in the first stage considered young range from $975 up to $1,300. Second stage young cows range from $1,075 to $1,900, with some middle-aged second stage cows range from $975 to $1,825. Some third stage cows considered young range from $1,275 to $1,825, and some middle aged cows in the third stage range from $1,025 up to $1,800. Also, a report from the Fairview Special Feeder Cattle Auction on Saturday. Receipts totaled 1,475 head. Trade was considered very active with good demand. Feeder steers, medium and large ones weighing 400 to 500 pounds, range from 162 to 174, some considered fancy at 177 to 185. 500 to 600 pound steers at 155 to 165, with some fancy at 167 to 173, and 600 to 700 pound steers at 141 up to 158, with some fancy at 151.50 to 162.50. Feeder heifers, medium large ones weighing 300 to 400 pounds at 170 up to 177, 4 to 5 weights at 142 to 155, with some fancy at 159 to 174, 5 to 600 pound heifers at 140 to 152.50, with some fancy at 154 to 163, and 6 to 700 pound heifers range from 135 to 148, with some fancy at 152 to 166. Also, a short recap of the Madison County hay auction on Saturday. Receipts totaled 1,002 bale, and compared to last week, the small squares sold mostly steady, with large squares and rounds mostly steady on a limited test. Alfalfa premium quality large squares, the 3x3s, traded at 101 up to 120, with some good quality small squares of alfalfa at 510 to 570. Alfalfa orchard grass mix premium quality large squares, the 3x3s, range from 110 up to 131. Orchard grass hay, good quality small squares at 580 to 680 per bale. And some mixed grass, good quality small squares, they range from 340 to 480, with some large squares 3x3s at 67, and some large rounds 4x5s at $55. And wheat straw, good quality small squares, range from 130 up to 220, with some large rounds 5x5s at $37 a bale. That concludes our livestock report for Monday afternoon. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, $1.57, down $2.50. For block cheese, $1.725 unchanged. For barrel cheese, $1.63, up a half. And the spot price for Class 3 milk is not available this morning. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for December, $7.12. For January, $7.15. Corn delivered to Scottville for December, $7.11. For January, $7.15. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for December, $15.08. And for January, $15.08. And wheat delivered to Scottville for December, $7.64. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $7.12. Corn at Scottville, $7.11. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $15.08. Wheat at Scottville, $7.64. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Ready to improve your farm's operating efficiency? Talk to FS about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service Company will provide you with an integrated system of agronomic products and services, placing the latest innovations of precision farming technology at your fingertips. And with expert analysis and recommendations, the process of decision-making becomes a lot easier. Discover how FS can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today and find out why FS is your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, your natural resource. resource.
Whether you're a municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has the Henderson dump body, Snowway plow, or salt spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has its equipment ready for immediate delivery. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck still has you covered for all your truck equipment services, your repair needs, farm bodies, hoist, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you might need. Call them at 854-6706 or see them on the web at ctemi.com.
Our local weather forecast for today, partly cloudy and warmer. High temperatures in the low 50s. We will have southwest winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, the low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, becoming cloudy, the high in the low 50s. And your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, turning colder with a chance of rain or snow Thursday. Low temperatures falling to the mid-20s, highs falling to the low 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have south winds at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure steady. Cloudy skies, 34 degrees on this Tuesday morning. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by EnviroFoam of America, by the CHS Service Center of Louder, and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. First of all, in our farm news today, the Hamilton Hay Auction was held Saturday near Fosterburg. Mike Hamilton gives us a recap.
Well, Randy, we were kind of light due to the rain that we had Friday evening. A lot of people held off on hauling hay in. We ended up with 207 small squares of alfalfa, and it was in the price range from $5.10 to $6 a bale. We had 72 bales of alfalfa grass, and it was from $4 to $6 per bale. We had 100 mixed bales of grass hay from $3.40 up to $4.80 a bale. We ended up with 253 bales of straw from $1.30 to $2.20 a bale. The round bales, we had we were real light on them. We only had 6 bales of mixed grass at $55. We had 4 round bales of straw at $37. We ended up with 180 3x3s. The alfalfa grass mix was in the price range from $101 to $130 a bale. And we had some grass hay at $67 per bale.
Did the rain you mentioned a minute ago keep the buyers away too?
You know, I believe we had 45 buyer numbers out, but actually we had a lot of new buyers. Seemed like we had a lot of people from north of Springfield, Illinois this week and different parts of the state. So it kind of tells me that maybe there is some interest in some hay out there still. So people came, they came to buy, and I think we had a, I'm going to call it a pretty steady market. So
that's good because, well, and the rain we've been getting here over the past several hours, that probably won't help things too much this year, but it has a great indication for next year.
Yeah, like I say, with the river situation, we need all the rain we can get. So hopefully to keep raining, maybe turn into some snow.
The next Hamilton Hay Auction will be held Saturday. Consignments will be accepted beginning Friday at 11 until auction time Saturday at 11. For more information, you can talk to Mike at 618-410-4293. Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau Radio Network recently talked to an area member of the Illinois Soybean Association about the quality of seed for the 2013 growing season, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting agriculture news here on WSMI. Ross Pro is a Greene County farmer. Ross remains on the Illinois Soybean Association board. We talked with Ross last week from their meeting in Chicago, and there's some concern because of this past year's growing season about the seed size, soybean seed size for 2013. Ross told us more.
Well, what happened was when you looked at the bean plants this year, I could have cut mine a foot off of the ground and never missed a bean. There were no pods on the lower part of the stem. They weathered that hot, dry weather. And then when we did get those late August rains, it shoved all the energy of that plant right into the bean. And as a result, we've got bigger beans. The germination is still going to be there. The big thing is going to be whether your planter can handle those larger beans or not. And I talked to the fellow who I hired to plant my beans, and he has a Kinsey planter, and I was asking him about it, and he said, well, we're going to buy different seed plates, Kinsey normally they run a 36-hole plate, I believe, and they also make a 24 that has bigger, it can handle bigger seeds. So they don't see it as a problem, but before you go to the field next spring, you need to maybe talk to your dealer and see what kind of seed size you're going to get, because I've heard seed sizes as low as 1,800 per pound, and normally we run 2,800 to 3,000 seeds per pound. So it's going to change things, and the fact that I've heard that if you had 1,800 seeds per pound and you put the 140,000 beans per bag, your bag's going to weigh like 60 to 70 pounds. So I don't think, you know, most of, but that also impacts the using the containers too. So there's going to be fewer units in the container. You'll still pay by per unit in your big bean bag, but you know, something to think about over the winter.
Ross also works very closely with the Soybean Yield Challenge, and he talks more about the information that came out of the 2012 program.
We had a good mix of people overall. Of course, the drought this year, some people started a program and then had to drop out due to the drought, but we still completed, I think, over 300 plots in the when we ended up. So we were very well pleased with it. I'll just tail off into something else. We also have a new Illinois soybean production guide that we've just published, and we will be handing that out at farm shows and various events throughout this coming year. So, and it is also online. You can go to our Illinois soybean website at illsoy.org, and it's right there on the home page. I was just checking out this morning.
Well, it sounds like a lot of valuable information for producers. And Ross, we're going to talk about a couple of other ongoing programs. But while you're in Chicago there, what to you is the hottest issue that you guys are dealing with this year?
Well, one of the problems that we see with soybeans is the fact that we are losing oil and meal percentages. It is trending down, and to maintain a good quality bean, we need to keep those at 19% oil and 35% protein, and that's right now that is our focus pretty much. How we go about, and this is a long-term thing. We just can't do it overnight, but it's going to have to come from the breeding side, and that's going to take a little while. But we at least want growers to be aware, and when they're buying seed, start asking the question, what does this variety, how does it compare on meal and or protein and oil? Production is important, but if we can't hold that 19 and 35 figure, we're kind of spinning our wheels here.
Greene County's Ross Pro with the Illinois Soybean Association here on WSMI.
Thank you, Rita. The lack of a new farm bill has many farmers and ranchers worried about the repercussions. Missouri rancher and chairman of the American Farm Bureau's Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee, Glenn Cope, talks about his concerns in this report from the American Farm Bureau Federation's Jana Miller.
It's looking highly unlikely the nation's farmers and ranchers will find a new farm bill under the Christmas tree this year. Negotiators say the House and Senate aren't even close to a deal. Missouri rancher Glenn Cope says Congress's inaction is like getting coal in your stocking.
Our elected officials need to realize it's crunch time, and farmers are really stressing out right now, wondering how they need to plan for 2013 to make sure that they have adequate income to pay the bills, to reduce debt, and to make sure that their farm is viable for next year.
Cope says the 2012 drought should have driven home that message.
We planted over 100 acres of corn this year, and we're looking forward to having a good year. But unfortunately, as spring turned into summer and the rain just were non-existent, we watched our corn crop shrivel up. Unfortunately, we had nearly a zero yield on our crop. So if it wasn't for crop insurance and offsetting the cost to plant that crop, our farm would have been in a world of hurt.
And Cope, who also serves as the American Farm Bureau Federation's Young Farmers and Ranchers Chair, says members of Congress should realize that he's not alone. New versions of the Farm Bill enhanced crop insurance so that it covers more commodities. That's a safety net farmers and ranchers hope they won't need, but need to know is there.
farming, it's a little bit like going to Vegas. It's kind of a gamble because you're depending on Mother Nature. And so it's important that our elected officials get back to work and make sure the farm bill with good crop protection in place is available for farmers. It doesn't matter how high grain prices are. If there's no yield at the end of the harvest, then there's no income. That makes it difficult to get the banker taken care of, and it makes it difficult for farmers to continue being able to farm the next year.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
A couple of reminders. The Montgomery County pork producers and WSMI Radio are continuing their holiday tradition of the 12 days of Christmas. Until Friday, we'll give away $20 worth of pork certificates each day, courtesy of the Montgomery County pork producers. Just email your name and mailing address to Randy at WSMIRadio.com. We'll draw a winner randomly each weekday. Those who have won something from WSMI over the past 30 days are not eligible. Winners will be notified by mail. Once again, you can email to Randy at WSMIRadio.com. Also, on this Tuesday morning, the Illinois Corn Marketing Board is donating $20,000 to a proposed children's museum in Springfield for an exhibit on how corn gets from the farm to consumers. The marketing board announced the gift Monday to the Kidzium of Health and Science. Organizers are planning a museum in Springfield's downtown tourist district. They've raised about $4 million so far. The Bloomington-based Corn Marketing Board is made up of 15 farmers elected by their peers to increase the profitability of corn by creating markets for corn and corn products. The farm-to-market gallery at the Kidzium will show how a seed grows into a plant and is harvested and used for sweet corn for human consumption, feed for livestock, corn syrup, and ethanol. Finally, this morning, the St. Louis Dairy Council is having a holiday recipe contest. The grand prize is a $100 Williams Sonoma gift card. For details and official rules, visit stldairycouncil.org. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Envirofoam of America, by the CHS Service Center of Louder, and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, March wheat now trading at 805.5, down 2.75. May wheat trading at 817, down 3.25. March corn trading at 719.75, down 4.25. May corn trading at 723.5, down 4. January soybeans trading at 1478.25, down a dime. And March beans trading at 1470, down 10.25. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI and WSMI-FM.